Some people are related by birth. Over time, Peter and I became like brother and sister by choice. We were both only children who formed a wonderful 50-year friendship that became a real family to me. I'm so grateful for that gift he shared. Last Sunday when I saw him, he said, "Who'd have thunk it? I would have liked 50 more." Me too, Peter. As many of you can attest, Peter was a book of many chapters, an extraordinary book, because he was the heart of every story, and we were all the characters. Those chapters intersected and flowed because the same qualities existed in all areas of his life. What you saw was what you got. He was kind, with a generosity of spirit, honesty, integrity, and unbounded energy and optimism. Not only was he the best person I knew, he was great fun to be around, as you all know. We called him Peter Pan in those early years. He was a rascal at heart with an irrepressible joy of life, a playful sense of humor, and a boyish enthusiasm for people, places, and experiences. He was always up for a new adventure. He also had that ability to stay true to himself, to hold on to the best parts and continually add to them. If you were his friend, you stayed his friend, and he would do anything and everything he could to support you. I had just moved to San Francisco and was at a Jewish organization meet and greet, not knowing anyone and feeling quite awkward. I was relieved when a woman came up to me and said she had been given my name by someone. She didn't remember who, but she had promised to look me up. I said, "Peter Weintraub, of course." He loved being a connector. At times, he was a man of few words. Sometimes I'd get a, "Gotta go now," or "Say goodbye, Peter," if I brought up a subject he didn't want to talk about. But I'd have his full attention if it was something important, or just important to me. When I called him at 5 a.m. to say that my dad had just died, without skipping a beat, he said he'd be in Laguna in an hour. When I didn't have an escort for my first big community function in my new job, he said, "I'll fly up to San Francisco." When I was ambivalent about buying my first condominium, he was on a plane the next day to give me courage. Those of you who've been lucky enough to have a Shabbat or a holiday meal at Sarah and Peter's know that they include lively and meaningful discussions, and usually numerous questions to stimulate the conversation. In the early years, I was scared to death that I wouldn't know the answers. And when I received my first long list of Passover questions, I sat in the car outside their home, cramming for an hour. He repeated that story at every Seder. A recent Rosh Hashanah question among family was, "Who is the person you trust most in your life?" Not surprisingly, we all answered Peter. It was a question I didn't have to cram for. He would have been the first person I call tomorrow morning to say, "My dear friend is gone. I'm sad beyond belief." And he might have said to me, "How fortunate for all the years you had. Peter, what a life you've led. Thank you for letting me be a part of it. I love you."